This week's mailbag comes to us from Lori. Lori says, good morning, Lisa and team. There has been such a love towards my 92-year-old dad and such an outpouring of affection for him. Many people within Organize 365 have clamored for a YouTube channel for my dad. I finally had enough wiggle room in my schedule that I'm watching YouTube videos to figure out the beginning stages of how to put that together. Right now, I have two videos on there. It's not a money-making scheme at all. It's just celebrating dad. He thinks that he's just an old man and nobody would give him a second thought. I know he's wrong. He has so much wisdom and he's so funny. He's such a giving man. He's so humble. He was born in 1929 in Arkansas with seven children, born to a family in which only one parent worked outside the home. So I'm not sure you could have been in a worse place for the start of the Depression. My dad was forced to quit high school to get a job to put food on the table for his parents and his siblings. He was not yet married to my mom when she talked him into finishing high school. They were married during his delayed senior year, and the school almost kicked him out because of it. I could go on and on. You've seen my dad and his developing organization because of Organize 365. Just this week, he got an item in the mail regarding an investment account that was alarming. He said, I need to call these people. I saw my dad leave the kitchen and come back with his binder, filled with all the important financial information he needs on a regular basis. He turned to the correct section and found the contact info he needed. I'm so proud of my dad. He's been living with a truly chaotic circumstance, exacerbated by my stepmom's Alzheimer's, and had no idea how to get out of it. Organize 365 has been a big help and a huge relief for both of us as we continue on this journey of life together. Thank you, Organize 365. Do you have an Organize 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organize365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Are you ready? All right, today we are going to discuss the four essential areas to organize in your home and the two optional in the next 6 weeks. But before we get started on that, we need to start with how this study was created and why we even did it at all. So in the fall of 2021, Organize 365 created questions for a study that was called Organization is Not an Optional Hobby for Women. What? Who would ever say it's an optional hobby for women? Academia, that's who. If you look at the studies that have been done up until this date about home organization, it is believed that home organization is optional, which I do not feel it's optional. And when it is undertaken by women as a hobby, as a hobby. I asked our researcher, Sarah, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, that's just a fluke, right? She said, no. I found multiple studies. And then there were studies done on those studies. And they said that home organization was an optional hobby undertaken by women. And that's how we feel, right? Especially as women and men. You could go ahead and feel offended about that as you're starting to support us in all of these things that happen on in the work that actually goes in the home. Like, feel free to be offended by that from the past. These are past people. They aren't even around anymore. I don't know if they are. I felt that. Like, I feel like my whole career has been like, oh yeah, that's fun. You help women get organized. No, it's essential. We often feel like organization is something we can do later. It's something that we can put off. It's something that we can delay if we ever get around to it. And that's about containers and cute and decorating. No, it's essential. You know it's essential. Like, let's imagine you're going to go on a trip. You're going to go on a road trip. I'm going to have you drive 2 days to get to your destination. How optional is organization for you? It's definitely optional. You can throw a few things in a suitcase. You can get in the car and you could start driving. I'm going to add children to your car and a dog and a spouse. Now, how optional is the organization? It's still optional. You don't have to do it. Now, imagine that you're going on a road trip with your mom. Was your mom an organized person? If your mom was an organized person, then she possibly packed your bag for you. There were definitely going to be snacks because hungry people are cranky people. And if she was really organized, you were going to get different surprises along the way about every 90 minutes and more frequently when you got closer to your destination. Have you ever been on a road trip with somebody who is not organized or threw it together last minute? I'm not saying it wasn't fun. Still fun, definitely had stories to tell, but also not well planned. You would prefer to go on a well-planned trip where you could have the fun in the experiences you had versus the fun in trying to figure out how many more exits before the Starbucks because you're ready to fall asleep. Organization is totally optional. You do not have to do it. I said that after our first study, the definition of housework. The definition of housework is cleaning, tasks of daily living, maintaining your home, and then organization. Organization is optional. You do not have to do it. But when you choose to do it, it is a current investment of time today for a future exponential return on time. And that is how organization pays you back. Organization always pays you back in time. Sometimes money, but always time. And we, especially as Americans, undervalue our time and we prioritize money over our time. And so when you choose to do this optional hobby undertaken by women, you are choosing to invest your leisure time, your at-home time, your self-care time at home into creating organizational structures and systems that will give your entire family back exponential time, not equal time, exponential time. You know it's true. You know it's true. You could spend 10 minutes the night before picking out what you're going to wear tomorrow and planning what you're going to eat for the next day. Or you can get up in the morning and stand in your closet for 10 minutes going, why do I have nothing in here that fits or is clean or that I like? You get ready, you go down to the kitchen, you go, I guess I'll have the same thing today because I forgot to go to the store because I didn't make whatever. You start to get hungry around 10:30, 11. You go, I forgot to bring something. I guess I'll just run out. That takes another 30 minutes to go out, get something, come back. Or you pay money to have it DoorDashed to you. Get home from work and you're starving. You're like, oh, forget it. I'll just have ice cream. Like, how much time did that take? A lot more than 10 minutes, right? But 10 minutes the night before, you'd be like, okay, I'm going to wear this. Oh, I need to throw that in the washer. I'm going to eat this. Oh, we don't have any food in the house. Okay, well, on the way to work, I'm going to stop at whatever, a convenience store, pick up something, or I'm going to drive through. I will drive through Panera and get a salad at breakfast time so I have my lunch when I'm ready to have lunch. Organization planning always gives you time in the future. And if you don't do it because it's optional, you lose time in the present. That is what organization gives you. So let's go over some of the statistics that came out of the study that we did in the fall of 2021. How are Americans feeling about organization as it relates to different categories in their home? Personal spaces, family and communal spaces, storage spaces, and paper management. First of all, 87% of those polled said that they felt like organization was a skill that could be learned, which is better than the 84% that we got in the spring study. So is organization a learnable skill? I think we could pretty much now put that one to rest and say, yeah, everybody agrees that home organization is a skill that can be learned. 66% of respondents who were men felt that organization was an optional hobby. So that thought has not left yet. Two out of every three men polled still feels like organization is an optional hobby. 70% of all people polled, men and women, both indicated they have a hard time getting started when they need to organize an area of their home. 65% feel that they are underappreciated for the time it takes to create organizational systems in the home. 77% of those surveyed felt that men should better understand the importance of home organization. Now, let's really dive into just the personal organization, personal space organization in this podcast. We're going to go through each section in a separate podcast. So I told you last week about how Dave Ramsey has created these 6 or 7 baby steps. So you know, step one, we need an emergency fund. Step two, we need to be consumer debt free. Step three, we need to work on. And so you know where you are in getting organized instead of just having this Swiss cheese home organization. A little bit of organization here, none there, a little bit here. We want you to confidently be able to say, where are you in your organization? I am or I am not organized. So we're going to start with you. It is the easiest place to start because you don't have to tell anybody you're doing it. I know. The reason why we don't need to tell anybody we're doing it is because that just creates pressure. Whenever you want to get out of debt, lose weight, get organized, as soon as you declare it to someone, then you feel like they are watching you and judging you because, I don't know, maybe they are. But I don't need that kind of pressure when I'm going to do something personally. That's why I love to support you in organizing yourself first, because you can't make anybody else be organized. You can't make anybody else follow your organizational system. So it's easier to start with yourself and your personal organization so you can understand what organization works for you in isolation, and then figure out what organization you need in those family and communal spaces, and then find out if your family is going to follow along or not, that we'll talk about next week. So we're going to start with you and your personal spaces. And you'd be like, what? My family's in everything. Like, there's nothing I can organize that the family is not going to either unorganize or I'm not going to have to make a declaration. And that's not true. There are a lot of spaces in, if you live with other people, that are inside of your home that you are 100% in control of. The biggest one being your closet or your portion of the closet or your rod in the closet or your dresser, your clothing. Your clothing, you are 100% in control of your clothing. And so that is why I always start with doing your closet is the first thing I have you tackle in the Productive Home Solution for your personal organizing. Currently in the 100-Day Home Organization Program days, it's week 4. It starts on day 22. So your closet, this is not a newsflash. This is not the first time you've considered or have organized your personal closet. You have probably already taken a mad weekend where you took everything out of the closet and decided what you wanted to keep and took a whole bunch of stuff to donations. And you've probably done that before. Very few people have never, ever, ever gone through their clothing. So you know what I'm talking about when you go through your closet. But I want you to do it differently. When you think about getting yourself organized, I don't want you to think about a one and done, how fast can I do this? How can I get it perfect all at once? I really encourage everyone, when you are learning a habit and you're learning a new skill, to learn it in chunks. So the first chunk is, what absolutely in your closet do you not need anymore? Like for me, it was pantyhose. Let's be real. When am I going to wear them? And secondly, they don't fit. But that took me a while to realize. And I tell you that story in Organization is a Learnable Skill. In Organization is a Learnable Skill, I take you through all 3 times I went through my closet in that year of 2012 and the thoughts and emotions I had as I went through that closet. Why I was so frustrated with my closet, why it was so hard to get rid of clothes that did not fit and I would never wear them again, how I had to shed the life that I had as a child and early in my marriage for the one that I was currently living in my 40s. Your closet is very much a reflection on who you are and who you were and who you want to be. And so as you go through your closet, it's as much stuff management as it is embracing the season of life that you're in today. It's mostly what you're doing when you organize your closet and why people will most often, when they go to organize, go to their closet. You're trying to get a sense of control over who you are today and where you are going. And yeah, basically that's what you're doing. I encourage you, as you start on any of these organizing categories, to establish a habit of organizing, a 15-minute a day habit or hour on a Saturday habit of organizing every single week over time. Do you think that you get out of debt by only focusing on your finances one day a week? No. Do you think that you go from a couch to a 5K by only exercising one day a week? No. Or doing it for 3 days straight every 3 weeks? No. Organization, just like, you know, becoming a healthier person, getting a better control on your finances, needs to become a daily and a weekly cadence and a habit that you're just used to doing. And the easiest way to get started is in your closet. 15 minutes, set the timer, go in your closet. At first, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I still have that. You'll start to declutter things. Then you might be like, oh, I actually have 30 minutes. You know what I'll do? I'm going to try on all of my shoes. And I'm going to get rid of the ones that were very expensive, but they hurt after 5 minutes of wearing them. So you're clearly never going to wear them again, no matter how much they cost, and start to declutter that way. Once you've gone through your closet, the other areas that we have inside of personal space organization is your area inside of the bathroom that you get ready in the morning, your area inside of your bedroom or your whole bedroom if you live on your own. These three spaces are level one of personal organization. Where you get ready in the morning, where you go to bed at night, starting and ending your day in control, in the organization of the things that are around you. Now, for me, in my bedroom, I love to watch TV in bed with Greg at night. So we have a huge TV in our bedroom, bigger than the one we have in our family room. We have all of the streaming channels. Love it. My nightstand is actually like a portable workstation. I have a stapler there. I have highlighters. I have pens. I have tape. I have like everything I need. And I love it. I work in bed all the time. I do all of the things you're not supposed to do. I watch TV. We have snacks in bed. I cuddle Grayson. Like, I love my bed. I have always loved my bed. Even as a child, I did my homework on my bed. I just love it. I love it. I do the Sunday basket on my bed on Sunday. I love it. There are no rules here. There are no rules. I'm not going to come in your house and judge you. No one is probably ever going to end up in your bedroom, bathroom, and closet space at all, at all. So who's going to judge you? Make it exactly what you want. Make it how you want. Do it your way. I do puzzles in bed. I always have next to me, I have a little desk drawer of desk stuff. Then there's a little sofa table against the wall next to my side of the bed, which has a puzzle that I'm in the middle of doing that I do on these little tiny TV trays. It has all of Grayson's toys that he gets to play with on Lovey and Pop-Pop's bed in the morning on Saturday and Sunday. It'll have my Sunday basket on Sunday, and then that goes back down into the kitchen for the week. Like, I live in what I call my adult condo, my bedroom, bathroom, and my closet. And I will tell you, I'm spending probably more time there than ever, because when I go downstairs on the first floor and I start trying to organize the kitchen, I get beyond frustrated. I'll share that with you tomorrow. So my bedroom has always been my safe haven, has always been the place that I loved to go when I was a child. I loved to go after the kids went to bed when they were little, and I love to go there now. And when I'm going to do an organizing project on the weekend, it's usually tweaking something that's in my bedroom, bathroom, or closet, because even today, even though I'm 50 and own the whole house, this is really still the only space in my house that where when I make a change, no one comes and touches it. And I love that. It's so freeing. And then also, you can constantly be thinking about how you better optimize your routines for yourself. Go back and listen to my morning, afternoon, and evening routine that I recorded earlier this year. Like, when I come upstairs, I draw a really hot bath and I take an Epsom salt bath every night. And I've added all these different skincare things that I do at night. When I get up in the morning, I have all the different makeups that I like to use and a whole bunch of different hair products, and my closet looks great. Like, I am confident and in control of the things that I am in control of. I'm not in control of Greg or Abby or Grayson or Joey or like anybody except for me. And I love that. I love beginning and ending my day the way that I intend to, with the things around me that support me. The other pieces that are inside of your personal organization are going to be your purse, your backpack, your briefcase, you know, whatever you carry with you everywhere you go, your wallet. I tend to go through that on Sundays when I do the Sunday basket. That's another area you can personally get organized. And then the last personal organization area, I would say, in level one, is going to be your transportation. So if that's your car, your minivan, your bus pass, your train pass, whatever it is, however you get from your home to wherever you go, having that really organized. Like, I love going through, I do it about every 6 weeks or so, like what's in the console in my car, and, you know, seasons are changing. Do I need snacks? Do I need an umbrella? Do I need an extra coat? Like, what do I need in my car? Again, I have a lot of autonomy over those spaces. That is your personal space organization. So when you think about your closet, your getting ready in the bathroom, your bedroom, your purse, wallet, backpack, and your transportation, are those areas organized? Now, I didn't say, are they perfect? We're never going to be perfect. I would say mine are organized, and I am continually tweaking them all the time because I love getting like new little things to go in my purse and then, you know, just making everything as optimal as possible. But organized, remember, means that everything has a place and everything's in its place. And in that category, yes, I am personally organized. This is the area where you can do this in secret. People won't really realize that you're working on organizing when you're working on your personal organizing. And it has the most impact on your personal well-being, which, according to your statistics, is definitely true. One of the questions that we asked was, do you already have a system in place for this area of being organized? So do you already have a system in place for being personally organized in your closet, your bathroom, your bedroom, your transportation, and your backpack, purse, or wallet? 15% said yes. That means 85% of people who responded did not have systems in place in their personal organization. Yet 87% said they believe organization is a learnable skill, but 85% did not have systems in place in personal organization. Do you have systems in place for personal organization? Why this is important, because, you know, oh, it's an optional hobby for women. Okay, you can go along with that line if you want to. So maybe everything I'm talking about is just unicorns and rainbows. But I don't think so. I don't think that's true. Because here's the next statistic that really got me and why I will continue to be the person to spearhead this initiative, to take it forward, to take it to the media so that people hear us. 62% of women surveyed, compared to only 38% of men. That's a big discrepancy. Feel their anxiety prevents them from organizing their personal space. Your anxiety is preventing you from organizing your personal space. Oh my gosh, you just need a hug. Why are we so stressed out about organizing? It does not have to be perfect. It's never going to be done. You know, it's better today than it was yesterday. It's a habit of organizing. Like, I just want to reach out and give you a big hug. There's no reason to be anxious or stressed or nervous or judged or at all. Why are we so hard on ourselves? This is the stuff that's behind doors. Like, nobody sees your closet, your bathroom, your bedroom, what's inside your purse. They're not inside your car. So why are we anxious about it? And we are. Like, we are. We're anxious. We feel judged. We're nervous. We can't get started. We have a hard time finishing. I want to rewrite that story. I want you to be like, oh, okay, so if that is what personal organization is, then yes, I have done my closet before. Now I understand. I'm not trying to get to a closet that would look like I've just walked into Macy's. I'm trying to get a closet where I can, the night before, pick out what I'm going to wear tomorrow and be happy with my choice. I can wake up in the morning, I can get ready in my bathroom, and I'm not out of the makeup or skincare that I need. I don't have too much or too little. I'm like Goldilocks. I have just the right amount. My bedroom is organized. I didn't know we were allowed to have a TV. I thought we weren't allowed to have TVs or screens. So now you're telling me I can have a TV. I'm glad, because I've always wanted a TV and I have a TV, but I felt bad about having one because we're not supposed to look at a TV or check our email. I also do that before I get out of bed. I do all the things you're not supposed to do. Because hello, we're humans. Who doesn't want to watch TV before you go to bed and check your email before you get up in the morning? And I'm an extremely productive person. Oh yeah, you're right. My purse, it's not really what I want it to be, but it is pretty organized and I don't tend to be out and forgot my car key or my whatever. You can do this. You can totally do this. There's no time frame. Like, you don't have to be done before you're allowed to go out and play with others. And there's no test at the end where somebody's going to come in and check on your progress. This is the perfect place to start. It's the perfect place to start because every single improvement you make, you're going to get real-time feedback about if it's working or if it's not working, and no one is going to mess it up. No one's going to mess it up. Who's going to go in your closet and mess it up? If there's somebody in your closet messing up your own clothes, we have got a bigger issue than organization. It's extremely rare. Who is going to go in your purse or your wallet or your backpack? Again, if people are going into your personal space, we need to set some boundaries. When you get up and you get ready in the morning and you need a hairdryer and a comb and a brush and whatever else you need in the morning, put it on an auto ship from Amazon. Schedule a regular pickup delivery from wherever you do your grocery shopping. Like, make sure you have everything you need plus one backup. That's what I have. I have everything I need plus one backup. Make it so you love your bed again. You love your bedroom. Like, do jigsaw puzzles in your bedroom like I do. Play games on your phone and enjoy it. Don't feel guilty about it. Like, your parents are going to come in and they're going to judge you. Nobody is going to judge you. Nobody's judging you. They're too busy judging themselves. Everybody just needs more love. This is the best place to start. Get yourself personally organized. So over the summer, we're going to do a little bit of reorganization in the Productive Home Solution. The 100-day program, as it currently is, will still be in the dashboard. You'll be able to go through the 100 days. I knew you'd be nervous about that. But we're also going to pull all of these days out of the 100-day program that are related to personal organization and put them in a little slash pocket called personal organization. It won't be right away because, you know, team's just hearing about it real time with you. It'll be this way by the time we get to the fall. When you do the fall round of the Productive Home Solution, there will be a personal organization slash pocket, and you'll be able to do your closet, your bathroom, your bedroom, your transportation. And then we'll put in some other optional things that are already in the Productive Home Solution that I have deemed are part of your personal organizing spaces, which will be level two, which will be your book collection, your passions, your email, your computer. This is where you would then dovetail into some of your work things. That's going to be level two. So not only can you be personal space organized, but you can be personal space organized level one and level two. And you may say, oh my gosh, these are so many levels, these are so many categorizations. Well, yeah, it's like we're going from a couch to a 5K. It's like we're going from horribly in debt to living a life with absolutely no debt whatsoever. Organization is a continuum. It's not just to check the box and we're done. We're learning, we're growing, we're developing habits, we're developing muscles. We are in the process of becoming completely organized, and on our way, we will become personal organized, personal space organized. Another reason why I really, really want to do this and why I did the whole research study and now we're doing this whole thing and reorganizing is that I know we do not have unending energy. And I know that I profess for you to spend 15 minutes a day organizing or like an hour on the weekend, something like that. But I also know there are seasons where we don't do any at all, like July, October, end of October, beginning of November, you know, now maybe, May, not a good organizing month. Because our lives are so busy during those times, it's hard to find extra pockets, or like in July, I don't know, the brain zaps all of our capacity for absolutely everything, and everyone goes on vacation, and also you never know what day it is. So sometimes you do a lot of organizing in July, like if you're a teacher or a mom, and other times you just do absolutely nothing of anything and you don't know where July went. So to do organizing every single day is not always a realistic expectation. And so I would often say, and I often do say, that when you start each round of the Productive Home Solution, you usually can make it 6 weeks with your new organizational habit in place. 3 weeks for sure, most people get through the kitchen. And then I usually tack on your closet, bathroom, and bedroom. And that's usually where most people peter out. And I've always said that's okay because if your kitchen and your personal condo is organized, then 80% of the time that you spend in your house is organized. And that's true. That is definitely the best place to start. But then, your next round, people keep doing the kitchen again because that's the first part of the 100-day home organization program. That's where we need to break this. That's where we need to say, okay, you are going to have about 3 to 6 weeks of really good organizing energy before we get to the next round. So let's take this 3 to 6 weeks where you're super optimally ready to get organized, and let's put you in whichever area needs your attention the most. You could start with personal space organization. You could start with family or communal. Or you may say, this round, it's all about paper, and I'm going to spend my 4 to 6 weeks of my best energy this round on paper. And then I'm going to hit other things as I go through. So next, I want to talk about family and communal space organization. It is where we spend the most of our time, and it is the hardest to obtain.